head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with the new Chariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanser, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So, here's Rick.
And here we are back on the Rusty Satellite Show. This is your host, Rick Redding, bringing you every week some of the most interesting people in the Ville. And I guess I should say the show is on a bit of a roll here lately. I'm very excited about my guest today. As you know, last week we had former mayor for life, Jerry Abramson, on. And we had the very charming and funny Damaris Phillips from the Food Network. Now, you can catch the second part of my interview with Damaris on the Eat Drink Talk podcast that is available right now on at eatdrinktalk.net or on this Louisville.am network. So if you didn't get enough of Damaris last week, urge you to go over there. There's a lot of great stuff on Eat Drink Talk, and there's a lot of stuff going on with my partner Steve Coombs and I in terms of that site. So it's all great. But what we do here, before I get into my first guest, I'm going to tell you about what makes this show possible, and that's our great sponsors. I'm really happy that my friends at Eye Care Institute down there on Story Avenue are a sponsor of this show. Their number, if you want to make an appointment, like my partner Steve has done this week, is 502-589-1500. I don't know if you ever go down there. It's right at the bottom of the interstate on Exit 7, Story Avenue. And the owner there, Mark Prussian, has a lot to do with the park that's sprouting up across the street. So it's a very cool thing there, helping the neighborhood. Of course, we're also sponsored by the Passport Health Plans. You're going to hear a lot about Passport in this show because they did a very important move this week or 2 weeks ago. And we're going to talk about that a little bit with Mark Carter. And also my friends at More Smiles, my dentist. If you need a dentist or want to get some work done on your teeth, 499-0442. They're out at the corner of Taylorsville Road and Stony Brook Drive. More Smiles and Dr. Sean Moore. All right, well, in the second part of the show this week, my second guest, we're going to crank it up a little bit because I'm going to have Mark Maxwell. And if you don't know him, you don't go to enough band parties in town. The Louisville Crashers are the city's top party band, and they put on quite a show. If you haven't seen them, you should. And there's we're going to talk about some opportunities you will have to go see them, starting with an event in Old Louisville in Central Park on Friday night, April 28th. The Crashers are playing outdoors at Central Park. It ought to be a great setting, a great situation, and those guys get you off your fanny and dancing. I did the interview. I'll talk about this a little bit later, but I did the interview over in Jeffersonville with Mark at his store, and it is amazing music store. I'll just put it at that. I went over there with Bill Breimer. We got some great photos, and it's just a very cool place. They're very into music, and the Maxwell family all together are really into music, and I'm happy they're doing this thing in Old Louisville, and they've got a full lineup of Derby-related events, as you might imagine. All right, but let's get to my first guest, and it's Mark Carter, and I was happy to, I'm always happy to talk with Mark. He is the CEO of Passport Health Plans, and we met many years ago by happenstance. We always joke about this because he had been at Jewish Hospital, and he had just left. He was out of a job. He was at a GLI event sitting by himself. I was sitting by myself as a blogger for a little-known blog called The Ville Voice, and Mark was one of the few guys that knew it existed. I was writing stuff every day about politics and things going on in the city, and anyway, we struck up a friendship there and have been sort of in touch with each other ever since. But what Mark's done with Passport Health Plans is truly remarkable and an amazing thing for the city. Mark has decided to move Passport Health Plans headquarters from Commerce Crossings out there near Hillview outside the Snyder on Preston into a much talked about and controversial spot. It's 18th and Broadway, where they were going to build a Walmart, to the disappointment of many in West Louisville. That did not happen. But Mark's plan to bring the Passport headquarters and its 500 employees down to 18th and Broadway is a real, you know, it's a page turner. It's a situation change event that you're going to hear about. His plans are not just to put a headquarters building in there and have his workers there, but wants to help develop the area, be part of the neighborhood. Brown Foreman's right behind him. There is a new YMCA going across the street, and I believe that that neighborhood west. You know, a lot of people in this town, you know, unfortunately, have never been live here and have never been west of 9th Street. And, you know, that's a shame. There's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good people, a lot of good things going on down there. And it's going to be transformed in the next few years. So that's what my interview is about with Mark Carter, who I went to the press conference a couple of weeks ago announcing this move. And boy, you have never seen more politicians in one place. I'm telling you, there were mayors like Mayor Fisher, of course. There were Metro Council members. There were state representatives. I saw John Yarmuth driving by left early in his car. There were just all sorts of officials and dignitaries there, and the people who were there for were speaking on stage. A lot of West End representatives really put the praise on Mark, almost to a point of embarrassment, he told me. But anyway, he is doing a good thing. It's quite an accomplishment. And I wanted you to hear from Mark himself about the move to 18th and Broadway and what Passport is all about. So here it is.
I had no use for health insurance, but my mom was always saying, sign up for Passport. And I was like, Mom. She was like, for my peace of mind. It got to be where I needed peace of mind, so I did. Now my mom, she can chill, and I feel pretty good about it too.
Together we can all feel better. Call 1-800-578-0603 and ask for Passport. That's 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan, working together for a healthier Kentucky.
And what an exciting time this is for the Rusty Satellite Show. And I'm with Mark Carter from Passport Health Plan. Exciting time for you right now, Mark.
Yeah, indeed, Rick. We're thrilled with the news that we released earlier this week.
All right. Well, let's get into that in a second. I just want to thank you, first of all, 199 shows with Rusty Satellite. You were on like 30-something before, but you don't. Passport has been a generous sponsor throughout, and I really appreciate the support.
Well, we think what you're doing is important for the community, and we're glad to support you.
All right. Well, great. Well, I was down there at 18th and Broadway today earlier this week, and what a big event that was. I'm interested in where the genesis of the idea of moving from Passport's headquarters from out here way off Preston to a site that has been in the news in the city for a long time, and people have been trying to figure out what to do since Walmart decided not to go there. How'd that happen?
Well, some of it is just baked into the organization. We're very mission-oriented. We know where our members live. We know that to really have an impact on them, we need to do more than just pay their claims and those sorts of things. But what really prompted it was we follow current events, and we watch what's going on in West Louisville, and we saw what happened with the Walmart project, a tragedy, and sort of connecting up our mission to that. We saw an op-ed in the paper that Kevin Cosby wrote while we were trying to think about other things we could do in West Louisville. And really, that's where the idea came from.
So, no further back than last fall was this idea first hatched, right?
That's right. It actually, the speed from the idea to the time we acquired the property was very fast, especially in most, any business. And it was kind of a complicated deal because you had the city, new bridge development in the Bridgewaters, and then Passport, and you had three parties to the deal.
Okay.
And just a two-party deal is hard to get done. But yeah, we were we first talked about it probably late November.
Okay.
Took it the first time to our board in February. They embraced it. They had some questions, but they approved it in early April, and here we sit.
Yeah. Well, it was a surprise to many, including myself. I really didn't know you were looking. But I do want to ask you about the event the other day. And in West Louisville, of course, you're a hero. the community down there, you had like four preachers on the stage, and they were talking about how, God had touched Mark Carter and brought this here as a savior to our land. I don't know if I want to ask you if that was emotional for you or if it made you uncomfortable.
Well, it brought to mind the Springsteen lyric for me. I ain't no hero, and that's understood. but No, that was it was a good feeling, but that's that's fleeting. Really, what matters to me is I believe in the mission of this organization, and this was a way that we could really live that mission. I think I said it after the event. It's putting your money where your mouth is, mm-hmm. and so that's it was emotional. I obviously enjoyed getting those kinds of compliments, mm-hmm. but we still have a road to travel here. We've got a lot of work to do to get through this and to get a building up. And we don't want to get the big head too early here.
Yeah, well, it seems surprising. A lot of big projects in Louisville come about, and they introduce it with a big drawing of what the big building's going to look like. And it sounds to me like you guys are not very far along in terms of the way the thing's going to look and everything.
Right. Well, and that's in part by design. I mean, we sincerely want to engage the community in the design of that campus. And in input into what that building even looks like and where it sits. I mean, we watched what happened with the Walmart mm-hmm. Deal, and so we don't want to make those same mistakes. But we have the financial wherewithal to do this. So it's not a question of, do we have to put together the financing and that sort of thing. It's really more of a, we're just starting the planning, and we want to have the right kind of relationship. We want to be part of that community, not... Okay. Not somebody coming in and telling them what they need.
Okay. Well, speaking of part of the community, now a lot of what was discussed the other day that caught my interest was the idea that related businesses would come in, and entrepreneurial businesses would come in on that property. So my assumption would be that means that you're going to have very friendly leases and help people build and all that, but I mean, I guess the skeptics would say, how the heck are they going to get businesses to locate down there?
Right, right. Well, the vision for the campus is that it would develop out into a health and wellness type campus. So our thinking is there may be a, for example, an integrated physical and behavioral health clinic on the campus, and that might be done by partners. It could be Centerstone of Kentucky and Family Health Centers, for example. The retail that we were thinking to try to get there would be sort of appropriate to that vision. So having a big box pharmacy, for example, on the site, that would be an example. We're starting an investigation of something called social impact bonds. It's essentially social, almost like a social entrepreneur, private equity type firm. We're going to be meeting with a group next week about that. We think there's a lot of philanthropic opportunity. Obviously, the Brown-Forman folks are very excited for us being there, and I think that opens a lot of doors for us. So, I think building out the campus, it's a big vision, and it's not going to be easy, but I don't think that it's going to be one of these situations where we're having to do a whole lot of selling to get people to come to the campus.
Well, and I think it's 20 acres, right?
It's 20 acres.
20 acres. You're moving, currently, Passport out here on Preston has 500 employees that are going to move, but you said the other day that you expect that number could really grow.
Yes, we in our business planning, and in fact, this goes back to last February when the strategic affiliation was announced with Evelyn Health. We think in the next 18 to 24 months we could have an increase of 80 to 120 employees within Passport and Evelyn. It all depends on how the business goes, and there's a lot of things outside our control, like what goes on in Washington and that sort of thing. But, Medicaid's going to be important in the healthcare delivery and financing system for years. It may change and evolve, but it's going to be there, and that's where the real opportunity for growth is. And that's why I said, it's not hard to imagine 1,000 employees in 5 years on that campus when you consider what's going on in the rest of the country.
Yeah. Wow. Well, the other thing I want to touch on about the site, and you're talking about related businesses. And I'm curious, is it a happenstance of coincidence, or the announcement of the YMCA next door to the property on 18th and Broadway? Have you known about that coming all along as well?
Well, I didn't know. I knew about the Y trying to, build the West Louisville YMCA there for quite some time. I had thought that project was stalled about a month ago. I had lunch with Steve Tarver and to share with him what we were thinking about doing and to find out kind of where they stood with the Y. And to my delight, he told me that they had secured their financing and they were planning an announcement shortly.
Yeah,
and we agreed that we should find ways to collaborate. We have there's really no interest for either of us to try to duplicate efforts. There's great sure. synergy between the two, and we're going to leverage that.
Okay, well, it really will transform that area in a way that's hard to imagine. I would hope that some like restaurant entrepreneurs will see there's going to be all these people down there that have
right.
not been there before.
Right.
I mean, it's because the neighborhood is it's just not that great right now.
Right. So. No, the potential that it could be a catalyst along with the Y for some, and some of the other developments, the Russell redevelopment, Urban League's new headquarters there.
In Portland, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully that can be a catalyst for more investment in the area, and that'll attract some other businesses there.
Well, the other thing about the other day, one nice thing I want to mention is how happy the mayor was. he was giddy, I guess, talking about all the construction projects in not just in the West End, but throughout the city of Louisville. He said, I guess, how early in the process did you get with him?
And well, I called him. He said I wasn't going to go there, but he said that I called him on a rainy night in January. So it was probably, I don't know, second week of January. I know the mayor, but I didn't have his mobile phone number. So a friend of mine gave it to me without his permission, and I called his mobile number and left him a message, and he called me back. Fairly quickly, and I think he just jumped on it. He was super excited about it, and he and his staff really knocked down the barriers to allow this to happen.
Yeah. Well, not surprising, certainly with the impact of this. Because, I mean, when you look at what's going on in Fisher's administration, like that's that Walmart episode is one of the few real negative
right.
points. And
right.
No,
I think he was, I think he sincerely wants to help. Well, he wants to help the entire community, but I believe he holds a special place in his heart for the West Louisville. And, the food port, the Walmart, I know he was as devastated as anybody was about that and frustrated, angry, and so, this really was a great day for him, too.
Okay. Well, we got to wrap it up pretty soon. I guess I was thinking about when I was driving out here how much, if I worked here, I would be looking forward to not having to drive out here anymore.
Yeah,
right?
we are kind of out in the hinterlands, although this community's been great to us, too.
How long till, give me a timetable of when we're going to see things happen.
Well, it takes about 14 months or so to construct the kind of building that we would be in. It's effectively an office building. And as I said, we really haven't, other than selecting an architect, that's about the extent of the work that we've done to this point. So we think it'll be late 2019
okay.
when we're moving in. It could leak over into January of 2020, but 2 years roughly.
Okay.
So
well, certainly very exciting news. Thank you for making this happen. I think you get all the credit, deservedly so, and it's a very exciting time.
Thank you, Rick.
I'm Steve Coombs, and each week Rick Redding and I record a new episode of Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll fill you up and fill you in on what's happening in Louisville's thriving drinking and dining scene. We bring you food news, interviews, and our take on what's happening around town. Find us on iTunes and download Eat, Drink, Talk.
All right, and a big thank you to Mark Carter for appearing on the show and for being a sponsor of the Rusty Satellite Show. They got on board at the very beginning, and I really appreciate them. And I'm also glad I don't have to drive out. Sometime soon, I won't have to drive out way out there to their headquarters. They'll be right down on 18th and Broadway, and that will be a big move for the city. There's a lot of stuff going on in West Louisville, including the extension of Waterfront Park, which I had mentioned before, and plenty of other stuff. So very happy to have Mark on the show. All right, and before we get to Mark Maxwell, I'll tell you, people who listen to the show regularly know I talk a little bit about some of the things in the news, and I tell you, the show itself is I like to call it the most interesting podcast in the Ville, because we have all these interesting people, and we've been, I would say, on quite a roll here lately on the show, because as you remember, I want to mention just a few names. Jerry Abramson was my guest last week, and now he is going to be appearing at the Breakfast of Champions, and I would encourage you to sign up on Facebook, go to Breakfast of Champions Louisville, and sign up for $20. You can go and have a nice hot breakfast, listen to Jerry Abramson talk about what's going on in the West Wing. That's very that was just one guest. And of course, I had the very personable Damaris Phillips from the Food Network on last week. In previous weeks, I've had some really interesting guests. I had a Bart Conley and Jim Sheehy, who are on the board of Jill's Wish. That party is coming up Saturday night at Bowman Field. I would encourage you to go there. I'm going to be there. And it's a party of all parties. Only $65 to get into a Derby celebrity-level event, I think. Some of the other people I've had on here, just in the last few weeks, the sod father from Slugger Field, the guy who takes care of the grass and the grounds out at Slugger Field, is there. The director of the library was talking about Gonzo Fest. We had from Louisville City FC, a week before they announced their new location of their stadium, we had Jonathan Lintner, who is the PR guy for the soccer team. And you know, I was really happy to have I had a show in which I had one of my basketball idols, Rex Chapman, was on the show talking about his recovery from addiction. On the same show, I had a Metro Councilman, Kevin Kramer, talking about things going on in politics. So that's the kind of thing you can expect to hear from, to hear about on the show. And I really appreciate you tuning in. I'd love to hear from you as we approach show number 200. 200. I've never taken a week off on the show, believe it or not. 200 weeks, almost 4 years. I'm getting a little, I guess a pride of accomplishment, I guess, with the best way to say it. The mayor, Greg Fisher, is going to be on the show next week to celebrate the 200th show. He had some nice things to say about what the Rusty Satellite Show has done for the last 4 years here in town. So I'm really feeling good about where the show is and what's going on with it. So any kind of feedback you'd like to send to me, or if you'd like to suggest a guest, even if it's yourself, I'm certainly open to that and interested in talking with you. It would be great. So this podcast is really something. Now, a lot of times I talk about things that are going on in my life, or things that some former Rusty Satellite Show guests are doing. And our good friend Ricky Jones is in the news this week. He was the mayor's office tried to appoint him to a police board, which created some controversy because some were opposed. And Ricky, of course, is great at media. And he had a quote in the paper about people trying to teach the, and I can say this because it's a direct quote, the uppity Negro down. And he had some choice words to say about Julie Denton, a member of the Metro Council and the police union chief. Big controversy. Race is always a big issue in this or any other town. And, you know, I hope Ricky gets on the board. I hope that people learn how to get along. That would be a much better thing, don't you think? All right. Now, the news from Eat, Drink, Talk, you know, that is the sister website to the Rusty Satellite Show. We do a podcast every week with Steve Coombs. Always am interested in the people opening new restaurants, especially right before Derby. You know, that's a big thing. And there's a new Italian place on Bardstown Road, really near the Eagle or near the Bristol, called Roc, R-O-C. It's worth checking out, I think. And one thing, there's two places right across from each other, and a lot of people maybe don't go down there on Frankfort Avenue, Lower Frankfort Avenue. Number one, we've been following the story of the Hilltop Tavern for many weeks. They closed down because of a plumbing issue. Well, they got it solved finally. I guess they must have been closed about 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. They're open again at the Hilltop Tavern, and there's always a lot of people hanging around outside there. But across the street, next to the Silver Dollar, is a new place. It's going to be called the Red Herring, and I have been peeking inside as I go by, and that is it looks like a spectacular place. We're taking great pride in their cocktail list, some experienced restaurateurs behind the place. It's going to be a nice addition to the restaurant scene in Louisville. It is actually opening this week, as I understand it, this week that will be open. Another former guest of the Rusty Satellite Show was Mike Mays, who runs Heine Brothers, and it's my favorite coffee shop around town. I've got one of those little things on your phone where you can pay just by flashing your phone up to the device at the cash register. It's really cool, and I go in there once or twice a week and get some. Now I got a new place to go because the biggest Heine Brothers of them all is opening this week in Hikes Point. It'll be it's right there on Taylorsville Road. I guess if you've been to the Hikes Point Bar and Lounge, it's in that shopping center. Ought to be really great. They're doing a lot of publicity on it, and we're going to have some information on that on LouisvilleKY.com, the Pulse of the City, as well as perhaps Eat, Drink, Talk. So we'll see how that goes. Those are some things going on. It's the week before Derby. Good grief, there's so many things going on. I'm not even going to try to get started on those. I did want to mention a lot of people I've talked to. I publicize some of the things I do with Airbnb. As you may know, I rent my home on a regular basis through Airbnb. It's been a great, great thing for me. And I've had a lot of interesting guests. Just had a great couple from Buffalo, New York over the weekend that were there. And just a lot of positive experiences for me. Well, they sent me a book. Apparently, the Airbnb story has been made into a book. A writer for Fortune magazine has put this out, and Airbnb sent it to some of their hosts, and I'm one of those, and they sent it to me, so it's great. So the other thing along those lines is people keep telling me, you know, like a month before the Derby, hey, I'm thinking about renting out my home for the Derby. I think I'll charge $5,000 a night and see if I can get it. Well, guess what? You're not going to get it. That's not going to happen. Renting out your home for Derby is not an option to be taken at the last minute or lightly. You have to plan for it. You have to think about what you're going to do. My suggestion would be to get on the Airbnb site like now and only have the dates you want. You can select only the dates you want to have people in your house on there, and you know, as long as you've got someplace to go, it's a nice little bonus, I guess, for a lot of folks. It is for me. So very happy about that. So just want to tell you, if you're looking for a good read about business, Airbnb, it started, the reason it's Airbnb actually is it started as three guys who couldn't make rent in San Francisco, and there was a conference coming to town, and they put air mattresses in their apartment and blew them up. And those were the first Airbnb guests in San Francisco. As a lot of new technology, where a lot of new technology originate. All right, well, let's get excited here because the party's about to start. The Louisville Crashers are the city's coolest party band, if you ask me. I've seen them several times, and Mark Maxwell, he's the guy with the long hair. There's a great picture of him on the site on RustySatelliteShow.com. And Mark is he's just as cool a guy as I've met doing this show, and he's got a lot to say about the music business and his history and what is going on, how they came to be the band they are. He's always been in music. He's 51 years old. I was shocked at that because he looks much younger. And Mark is just a bundle of energy, I guess, any time of day. But if you ever seen his show on stage, it's quite a thing. Make a point, if you haven't, to go see the Louisville Crashers sometime. And you can hear right now from their leader, Mark Maxwell, right here on the Rusty Satellite Show.
Hey, I'm Dan Vonderhyde.
I'm Stephanie White.
We host a weekly podcast called
40-ish.
It's a show about life at middle age.
I'm not 40 yet.
Well, you're getting there eventually.
I guess.
So each week we talk about something that applies to the life of a middle-aged person. We drop a little bit of wisdom in every episode, and we go out and talk to people about their experiences.
And we laugh.
And we laugh a lot. It comes out every Tuesday. Make sure you download.
Tune in.
Mark Swell, welcome to the show. This is a great performance studio we're sitting in. I'm on stage with you.
You are on stage with me. Let's sing one together. You ready?
That's right.
On the count of three. We're here at Maxwell's House of Music in Jeffersonville, Indiana. This is the store that I own, my wife and I, and it's a big old place. It was an old movie theater, fourplex theater, and one of the areas is a place for retail where you can go and shop for guitars and amps and drums and keyboards and such.
There you go.
And one room is for private lessons. We're right now on the stage, the big stage in here, which is used for all kinds of things. There have been Miranda Lambert played on this stage.
Really? Right here?
Right here. She rented it for a couple of days and did rehearsals. Smash Mouth played on this stage. MTV shot a video on this stage. And it was amazing because when I saw it on MTV, it made this room look huge. I mean, this is a nice-ass room, but it's an old theater. You can tell the way all the
slanting floor and
that's all
right. That. So, that's very cool.
And then one of the other theaters, which was a fourplex theater, is Jazzercise, because my wife used to own Jazzercise, and she still is an instructor, but we've leased it to somebody else next door. But, it's a cool venue, a cool place, and the band has rehearsed here a million times on this stage, for sure.
Well, the band is let's talk about the band, the Crashers. Everybody in town that goes out on the town knows about the Crashers and what a party it is whenever you guys are playing. I think the last time that I went was at Churchill Downs. Mm-hmm. I think you guys played there. But you got a big Derby week coming up.
We do. A big Derby week coming up. We really kick it off, playing Central Park, which we played last year.
Okay.
First time ever. And we're thinking, man, who's going to come see this thing, right?
In Central Park in Old Louisville.
Yeah, Old Louisville, Central Park, beautiful, on that same stage where the Shakespeare stuff happens. And it was a blast.
Wow.
Like, it kind of floored us all because we thought, we'll have 100 people or something. and there were so many people. It was so much fun. Yeah. Everybody just danced and had a great time. So that kind of kicks us off into that. What I call Derby season for us.
Sure.
And so Central Park, we do a new thing out, I don't know what we're doing that Saturday. And then Sunday we play at Broad Run Park, which is out Bardstown Road.
I know. That's the new Parklands of Floyd Fork.
Parklands, right. So we play that on that Sunday the 30th. And then Derby week, I'm not sure all what we're doing. I do know we're playing Unbridled Eve. Which is
you were telling me you're like the house band for that big event, and
we are.
A lot of stars come on.
We do. What we do is they have their dinner, and then afterwards the music starts up, and whoever they've invited in to be the stars, we back them up.
Okay.
So in the past we've done, they had Luke Bryan there. We did three songs with Luke Bryan. We did three songs with the lead singer from Styx. That was incredible. I mean, literally to hear the same guy singing Lady and what else?
Because these are songs that you sing too,
yeah,
right?
Babe and all this stuff. Well, I mean, honestly, we learned those songs for that event, Come Sail Away. So, but Luke Bryan, Wynonna, let me think here. There were so many stars that we've played with. And then we play a dance set right after that evening.
Okay.
So Derby's really fun. And then we do a really private what I call a very high-dollar private event on Saturday evening right after the Derby.
Okay. Can I come to that one?
Let me tell you, I've never been in a room with billionaires like this.
Wow.
Like, not millionaires.
Yeah.
Billionaires.
Wow.
But we've been blessed for the last 8.5 years of the Louisville Crashers being together. We started this in mind that we wanted to be – we had some goals. Mm-hmm. And I always tell every band, start with your goals. What are your goals? Well, we want to be the biggest draw in the area. Well, how do you become the biggest draw in the area? Well, you play every song everybody wants. So if you said to me, hey, man, I'd love to hear some Kansas, we'll go, okay, let's learn some Kansas if we don't know it. And if so, we're going to play it on the spot. So we don't have much pride as musicians when it gets down to it, because we play Brown Eyed Girl, Sweet Caroline, and all the songs that musicians hate to play.
But you've got some original stuff.
We do, but we don't do them. And I've got to be honest with you. When we recorded our CD a couple of years ago, I was the band kind of that is not really on the same page as I am with this. I said that I would play original stuff after we cut three CDs. So okay. The first CD is out. You can get it on iTunes. You can buy it at Mom's Music in Louisville, which started this whole band out in the first place.
Right.
Or Maxwell's House of Music in Jeffersonville. But we put that out, but we never perform them. I mean, Blue Moon. Matter of fact, Blue Moon, do we perform any of our own songs? You know why? Because this band is not about us.
Yeah.
This band is about everybody that shows up and watches our band. So, we're not here for us. We're here for you. And that was the whole thing with the band when we started it 8.5 years ago, was like, look, could we finally make a band that really was for the people? Mm-hmm. Because the only way to draw as many people as we end up drawing is that.
Yeah.
And then two is, in that same kind of area, one of our goals was to become a band that would be a big wedding band. Because we figured the only way to get in front of, you have your normal fans.
Mm-hmm.
But to get in front of a lot of people, then you've got to play to different audiences. So our thought process as a band was, hey, what if we just start playing weddings and we become like the biggest wedding band in town? Then we're going to play in front of grandma and grandpa and uncle, whoever.
Sure.
And matter of fact, that's because of a wedding. It's the reason that we played Super Bowl in Indy when it was here. Because a person from NBC in Chicago was at a wedding in Louisville and said, I found the band for us. And called New York. New York called us and said, we would like you to play Super Bowl for us for our big party that leads everybody into the Super Bowl. Can you do it? And we were like, are you kidding me?
Of course.
Of course we. And so that whole corporate thing has been big for us, too. As a matter of fact, in May, coming up, we're flying to Colorado Springs, Colorado, to play the Papa John's 3-day event that he has for all of his people around the world. It's actually,
Well, let me ask you a question about the background and about your band. I've seen your show before. You have a lot of energy. I'm surprised you're sitting still this long.
Yes, thanks. thanks. I have to rest sometime.
There's a lot to it.
Right.
But I guess you were born into music, right?
My dad is Marvin Maxwell. He has been playing music since he was 5 years old. And he started Mom's Music more than 35 years ago, I guess, in Louisville. He's been a part of this scene. We come from a guy who has given his life because he's really never made much money.
Yeah.
And none of us have in our family. We're not, but we're smart about what we do.
Sure.
But we've never, made a ton of money doing what we do. It's our passion for music that leads us to what we do.
Well, how old were you when you first started performing?
I was probably 12. My brother started really young because he was a drummer, and my dad was really, attached to want him playing drums. I played guitar. I came along a little slower, but my brother was 7-8 years old and killing it. But by the time I was really getting about first public performance 12, at 14 my brother and I had a solid band, and we played everywhere, and we've played together. I'm 51, my brother is 53. Wow. We've played together ever since, on and off. There's been times of lulls. We had Spanky Lee was our 80s band. It was a big original band in town that did quite well, and when people really weren't playing original music. I mean, there wasn't many bands you could find, especially in a venue. So we'd kind of set ourselves up and played the Toy Tiger and Phoenix Hill and all kinds of places. Okay. So,
well, it brings to mind a question. You started the Crashers, you said, eight and a half years ago.
Yes.
And you said you planned it all out. You set your goals and all that. But is it more successful? It seems like it's more successful than you could have imagined when you started.
Oh, it totally is, because I think for the first year and a half, all of our guys really were betting against it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody believed that we could get to where we were going. It took us 3.5 years to kind of go, man, this thing's – it's a kind of out-of-control ball rolling down the hill.
Yeah.
It's been – I mean, we've played the Country Music Hall of Fame. We played some event. Some dude flew us out in his private plane to middle of the country, and we get there, and here he is with llamas and giraffes in his front yard. And we've been some places that's been amazing. Sure. And we're really good friends, six guys. Some of them have had great success in their life. I mean, some of the guys that play in our band have played with major, major tours and things. Yeah. But we all ended up here, wanted to stay in our backyard, and it's been fantastic. We're blessed.
So you play a lot of – I know you play this dance music, party music. Tell me some of the things that get requested the most.
Oh, come on. It's because we play for the normal folks, it's Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Okay. Like I said, Neil Diamond. It's all the big acts that I've ever been. So it's they want to hear a lot of 80s, which is interesting to me.
Yeah.
We play a lot of 70 horn stuff because we have horn players in the band too. We're kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
So when we do weddings, it's a lot of Frank Sinatra. And so we've been blessed to be able to be really good, kind of because we can do Justin Timberlake or Black Eyed sure. Peas. And then we go and do Elvis and kind of all over the place. So, wow.
And it must be how many dates a year you play?
A lot. I don't know.
I know Derby Week, it's probably heavier than usual, right?
Well, yeah, but now we're getting more things with, during the week because of corporate events and such. So I don't know. Maybe we'll do 60 dates this year. I don't really know. I've never counted. It's really strange. I guess we could play every weekend for
yeah.
sure if we wanted to, but we all take vacations. We all have families and kids and
yeah,
animals.
So all the guys in the band, they've been together a while and know each other really well.
Yeah, we've got a great crew, too. We ended up, we have a great sound man. We have a great stage crew that takes care of all the gear for us. It's turned into this much bigger thing than
yeah.
I think everybody thought. We dreamt the dream. And we wrote it down on paper, and every bit of it's come true, and more. So it's been a blessing.
Well, I told you he had a lot of energy. Mark Maxwell, thanks for being on the show. I look forward to seeing you Friday night at Central Park in Old Louisville, where the Crashers will be performing a free concert as part of the goings-on with the Old Louisville Neighborhood Association. So a lot of stuff going on at Old Louisville. You know, here on this show, I talk about a lot of different parts of town and things that are happening there. I'm very fortunate to, know a lot about what's going on in different parts of town, and that is a special place where things are happening, Old Louisville. And on this show, we talked about West Louisville and stuff that's going on with Passport, and that is a very exciting thing. So, Mark, I interviewed him over in Indiana. It's the coolest music store I've ever seen. They have themed rooms, like they have a garage band room, and they have a kid's bedroom where people might learn to pick up and learn to play musical instruments and become a part of a band. They have a whole stage there where I conducted the interview where bands can go on and simulate the experience of being in a live concert. So anyway, plenty of great stuff going on there with Mark and the Louisville Crashers. All right, well, time to say thank you once again to my sponsors. They are the Eye Care Institute down on Story Avenue. Call and make an appointment, 502-589-1500, for anything vision-related that you're experiencing. And also, as you've heard from on this show, my friend Mark Carter and Passport Health Plans is a sponsor of this show. They're going to be doing some big, big things in Louisville in the next few years. As well as my dentist, my cool dentist, Dr. Sean Moore. He is out at Taylorsville Road in Stony Brook, 499-0442. I know you've been putting off going to see a dentist because you don't have one. Give him a call out there. They'll set you right up. Tell them the Rusty Satellite Show sent you. It'll be great. So I hope you have a full agenda for this week as we head into Derby Week and all that is associated with that. I'm very happy to tell you next week I'll be out at the track some. I'll be doing a lot of different stuff. And on the show next week. Now, on the show next week, it's a very special thing. Mayor Greg Fisher, I've already done the interview. I was in his office yesterday, and he squeezed out 15 minutes for me to do an interview with him about the state of the city, so to speak. He's given his budget address. We covered a lot of different issues that are going on with the city and how much he likes the job and how cool it is. So very grateful to the mayor for making time for me and being my main guest on the 200th episode of the Rusty Satellite Show. That comes out next Thursday, right in the middle of Derby Week, and I'm sure you'll want to take a few moments out of your busy schedule to do that. So anyway, that's going to wrap it up. I thank you so much and all the people that helped me put this together. Bill Breimer's been going around with me, taking some great photos. Check those out on the site. And Jackie Bentley posts stories on Louisville KY. My partner Steve Coombs on Eat, Drink, Talk is we've got some great news over there on that site. So my producer, Dan Vonderhyde, puts these shows together for me on Louisville, on the Louisville.am network. So until we meet again, Derby Week, this is Rick Redding, your host on the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, at Ricky Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.